You are listening to Menstrual Health Made Easy, your pathway to period power. In a previous episode, we talked about hormones in general. Now, hormone levels change depending on the hormone, daily, monthly, and over a lifetime. As we age, changes naturally occur in the way the body systems are controlled. Some target tissues become less sensitive to their controlling hormone. The amount of hormones produced may also change. Blood levels of some hormones increase, some decrease, and some are unchanged. But if we look at just the ones involved in the menstrual cycle and the key players, the four major hormones are estradiol, which is the most potent of the estrogen family, and it's made primarily in the ovaries. Progesterone is also made in the ovaries in an area called the corpus luteum. Follicle-stimulating hormone is made in the pituitary gland, which is in the brain, and luteinizing hormone is also made in the pituitary gland. They work in synchronicity, and each one affects the level of the next. Now, by the way, testosterone is made in the ovaries, but is not a major part of the menstrual cycle. Now, I'm just going to zoom in on estradiol for the rest of this episode. Estradiol is a member of the estrogen family, and we often hear explanations associated with reproductive health as estrogen does this and estrogen does that. Now, in fact, there are several different estrogens classed as either major or minor, and they are not all made in the ovaries. Estradiol has a multitude of functions and plays an important role in male and female bodies outside of the menstrual cycle. There are 11 core systems that keep us alive, and estrogens as a family of hormones impact all of them. I've put the full list in the class notes, but as an example, estradiol plays a major role in energy and metabolism. Estrogens support the insulin response and how we obtain energy from food. And one particular function that blew my mind when I found out is that estradiol is involved in brain activity. It acts as a neurotransmitter. In fact, sex hormones, including testosterone and progesterone, are critical neurotransmitters that guide brain behavior. Estrogen is classed as a happy hormone and works alongside serotonin, oxytocin, dopamine, and endorphins. In the presence of estrogens, thyroxine works much better, and the same with serotonin. And as such, it impacts mental health. Those pulses of estradiol drive the physiological function of the brain and its connectivity. So in other words, it helps you think. This physiological functioning helps you think. Relatively speaking, the estrogen family are like the conductor of a huge hormone orchestra. As well as having a direct role in those functions that you'll find in the class notes, they also support other hormonal activity as well, as I've just said. And that means that even a small variation in estradiol levels has an impact on the hormone collective. So this means that you as a whole person will be affected to a greater or lesser extent with each and every fluctuation. The variation may not be noticed physically or mentally, but it is still there. In which case, tuning into you and tracking your cycle now takes on a whole new meaning.